You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to welcome our very own Sister Victoria. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow, sing a song. Hallelujah.
You're my only God, and I want you to know, my love for you, I'll never let go, no, I won't, 'cause I love you so, all I want is to serve you. If I live my life again, I'll choose you. It's been worth living for you. Lord, I love you, and there's no one above you. You gave your son, you gave your life, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life to set me free, and I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, 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 oh. My Lord and my God, I can't believe you died for me. Yes, you did. What a sacrifice. Oh, and Lord, in return, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Yes, I will. I will build your church. Hey, all I want is to serve you. If I live my life again, I'll choose you. It's been worth living for you. Lord, I love you, and there's no one above you. You gave your son, you gave your life, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life to set me free, and I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Whoa, oh, 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 hey, hey. Oh Lord, my visions to do your mission, yeah. Oh Lord, my will's to do your will. I'll preach your word, I'll build your church, and I'll do it again and again, my Jesus. You gave your son, you gave your life, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life to set me free, and I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, 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 hey, you gave your son, you gave your life, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life to set me free. I'll save you for the rest of my days. Oh, 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 you gave your son, you gave your life, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life, you set me free, and I'll save you for the rest of my days. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Hallelujah. Wow. We will serve him for the rest of our days. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are here. You guys are here. You here with me? Hey, I see some families are here with me. It's good to see you guys on video. Turn on your video. I'm telling you, we are live. Amen. Come to video. Come on your video. So let's get our hearts prepared. Listen, the most important part of the service is just about to happen. I'm glad you are here. Amen. Hey, you are about to have a seed and plant it into your life right about now. The word is about to come. Look, it said in Luke, it said, look, the seeds that fell on the ground of good souls. Look, it says the good of the good soul represented honest and good hearted people who heard the word of God and they cling to it. Amen. We are here with good hearts. We have had praise and worship, prayer. Our hearts have been prepared for the seed that's about to come. It's good to see you all. I want you to rise to your feet and let's welcome our very own shepherd, our in-house father, Reverend Cujo Orleans Lindsay. Rise to your feet.
Don't you know your name?
Don't you know your name?
There is no man by which a man should be saved. Jesus is bringing you salvation today, saving you from trouble, saving you from death, saving you from COVID, saving you from every trouble in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bible says that salvation has appeared unto all men. Okay, so today, as we come before the Lord, I want us to believe God, that God will save us from every trouble in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want everybody to come on video. Come, and for those shepherds, look for your sheep and bring them. For those of you who invited somebody, make sure that they're on so that you will be a blessing to people. Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. So your receiving here is a blessing, but it's far better if you can cause somebody else to receive. Hallelujah. Clap for those who are calling somebody else to come in Jesus' name, including you. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I speaking to somebody here or is everybody just quiet?
Man, we are here.
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, today I want to share by the grace of God. I believe that God is going to share something wonderful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We pray that your great grace will abound in every aspect of our life. In the name of Jesus, welcome, Holy Spirit. And we bind every spirit of evil in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Why are you so dull? Respond. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me see a way to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Wait. Give us a
Hallelujah.
Way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord. Now, I want you to know that it's a great blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Bible says in Psalm 65, verse 4, blessed is the man whom God chooses and causes to approach unto him, that he may dwell in his courts. The Bible says that man will be satisfied with the goodness of God's house, even of his holy temple. Today, I want to share with you about what we call the determinants. The determinants. Okay, this month, that's all we're going to be sharing about. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. It says, I returned. Anytime you see in the Bible, I returned, it means I gave it a second thought, a second consideration. It means that I reconsidered my thoughts. It means I thought it through deeply. Now, Solomon, who is speaking, is talking as one of the wisest people. Now, always remember that when you look at the book of Ecclesiastes, you're looking at somebody who has become so wise, but his relationship with God had actually been affected in such a way now he's second-guessing the presence of God. So he makes some very bold predictions, which are true, but that takes God out of the picture. All right? Now, so we're going to analyze these truths. And what we're going to do is we're going to apply God to the truths as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, he says, I returned and I saw under the sun means in this world, that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happens to them all. Wow. Mm. Now, when you look at this and you don't think about it, you will think that all the things that determine how a man performs is useless because everything is time and chance. Now, when somebody says everything is time and chance, what the person is saying is that nothing you have no control of anything. That is how backslidden people talk.
I didn't want
nothing. You know, God doesn't exist. Everything is by chance. I mean, whatever we do doesn't matter. What I do right or I do wrong, it doesn't matter. State of a person who has given up on the presence of God. It's like God has nothing and human beings have no control. That is not true. Now, he makes some very bold predictions and true statements. You see, he said, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. You and I know that when we are racing, all things being equal, the faster you are, the more likely you will win.
That's it.
Do you get the point?
Yeah.
The faster really you are, true. The more likely. And it says that the battle is not to the strong. We all know that when you are strong, you are more likely to win the battle.
Wow.
It's the truth.
For sure.
Yet not bread for the wise. We all know that if you're educated, you're wise, you know how to, you are likely to get something on your plate. Nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. We all know that these are called the determinants. What Solomon was saying there, in spite of all these things, you realize that some fast people lose a race. And it's because something different happened. So what he's trying to say is that, you know, beyond skill, beyond speed, beyond a whole lot of other things, understanding, there is also what we call the chance and time. Sometimes you are educated, you are right for the job, but you didn't get into the interview at the right time. So time and chance are realities. Okay?
Yep.
So these are determinants. Okay? So every area of your life, therefore, is affected by what we call these determinants. system. Mm-hmm. They determine the outcome of things. Can somebody be admitting people in because people are waiting for too long? Okay. They determine the outcome of things. Speed. Okay. Strength. Yes. Wisdom. Understanding. Okay. Favor. They make a difference if you have them. They are called the determinants. So you realize that when somebody is strong, it determines how much many battles that they win. When somebody has favor, they determine when they are chosen. All these things are called the determinants. The determinants. So today I want to talk about the determinants, the things that actually cause people to advance in their lives, which many of us have aborted. Many of us have not taken seriously, and therefore the outcomes of our lives have not been as expected. Okay? Now, be very, very attentive and write these things down. Now, these things that we're talking about, okay? Remember we said that the race is not to the swift, okay? The swift or speed. The battle for the strong strength. Whatever you are doing, you have to apply speed. Whatever you are doing, you have to apply strength. Because it's determinant. Okay, not the bread to the wise. Whatever you are doing, apply wisdom. It's a determinant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, not yet riches to the men of understanding. Whatever you are doing, apply understanding. Aqua Bible saying, all you're getting, get understanding. Understand why you are doing it. It will move you forward. Okay, or yet favor to men of skill. Find skill. Be skillful in something.
Amen. I mean,
be trained in something. Some of us were just walking. We have no training, no skills in anything. And therefore, you realize that you are open to the elements. It's like, I don't have any skill. I haven't gone to school. I haven't done any trade. I haven't gone to apprenticeship in anything. Therefore, it's like whoever employs you, whatever they'll pay you, you have to take it. Because you have no skill. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there are these determinants that determine, number one, the outcome of life, the outcome of your ministry, the outcome of your business, the outcome of your education. If you don't apply speed and strength to your schooling, it's going to change things. It determines the outcome of your marriage.
Hey.
It determines the outcome of your project. What a project that you have. Some of us, the reason why our marriages are suffering, our education is suffering, is because we haven't applied some of these determinants. You have just relaxed and left everything to chance. Let me tell you, Jacob and Esau. Esau was actually had the birthright with strength, but he just threw the strength away. Oh, and I don't care. And then he took it. Oh, this for you was never lost by chance, time and chance. Don't leave things to time and chance. Listen, go for the first things first. Go for the first things. Chance, time. You can take control instead of leaving it to time and to chance. Oh, if it's my time, it's my time. You're not being smart. If it's my time, it's my time. If it's not my time, it's not my time. Let me just go and sleep. If it's time for me to have a job, they'll call me from my bed. You're joking. You're joking. It actually determines the outcome of your season, the outcome of your crisis, the crisis you're in, the outcome of your leadership, the outcome of even this pastoral work. Last year, we wouldn't have such numbers on the Zoom. We had to apply strength, apply wisdom, apply prayer, apply all kinds of things for you, people like you. Even you see the strength with which you are being called, okay? It determines the outcome of things. So the question that I want to ask you today is, what has been the outcome of your life? You know, the Bible says over here in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, all things means all things.
Everything.
Life is made up of a combination of determinants. One determinant here, strength here, wisdom here, skill here, favor there. You combine these things in various proportions. And when you've combined them, you get a good outcome. Where you need to apply strength, apply strength. Where you need to apply wisdom, apply wisdom. If you lack understanding, acquire understanding. If you have to acquire skill, acquire it.
Amen. So,
ladies and gentlemen, when I finished school, I was in Ghana and I was just a general practitioner, general practitioner. I told myself I'm coming to the United States to specialize, to acquire more skill. And I came and I did my residency and I finished. Some of my friends said, look, you came here for money. Why are you going to go to school further? I said, no. I practiced and went ahead to do another 3 years of specialization, became a gastroenterologist. Mm. I had patience to go through others. What I was doing was I was acquiring skill.
Wow.
I was acquiring skill. I was acquiring the determinant of skill, and it required that a certain strength and all. I went to school for 36 years of my life.
Wow.
That's no chance.
So you have patience to apply the skill, the determinant called skill. So that you will live better, it will determine the outcome of your life, the outcome of your ministry. But one person told me, oh, school is not for everybody. What you are saying is that the determinant of skill is useless and God is mad. When God says skill is important, you say no. It's true that time and chance happened to them. But the first set, you realize that the race is not always for the swift. That means that it's for the swift most of the time. Not always. We all understand.
That's right.
Sometimes you can go through a race and you fall down. And actually, there is a certain race that where they were going, Olympic Games.
Mm.
And then they went. The slowest person actually became the winner. Do you know how it happened? Not knowing when the gun went for them to start, everybody had a false start. They all had a false start. It was a swimming.
What a shock.
A swimming. And they started swimming and they couldn't hear that stop. They all swam. And they left this guy behind who was slow. And then went. And then all the people that set even the record, the world record, they were disqualified. Time and time that happened to them. But how many times does that happen? Why should you weigh all your life on time and chance? Look, I can see whatever will happen will happen. That guy won. That slowest guy won the race. That is when time and chance won the swimming race. But how many times? So because of
that's
that,
you say, look,
that's a one-off. Because of that, you say, next year, there is an exam. You know, the people that have learned and that have fastened the exam, you know, I will believe on time and chance. Forget about the determinants. Time and
no
chance.
No studying.
When I will study, when it's the end of the exam, when people are presenting their papers, then I'll start the exam. I may answer one question, but they will disqualify everybody. Because, look at what you're saying.
Imagine.
Keep on waiting.
You're joking.
You see, so one common mistake is people apply time and chance. Eh? You know, now you always see that most people are impressed by one feature of a successful person. Because the guy has money. Because the guy is great. If a singer is successful, people are impressed with just her voice. You don't know. Look, somebody like Michael Jackson used to practice hours. LeBron James, hours, strength. They polish their skill. The guy is in a room where he's oxygenated everything. He's in a boiling, whatever it is, to strengthen. And all these years, he's been 30-something years, and he's still winning championships.
Wow.
Yes.
You think he's born with a gift. So I cannot.
You're joking.
It's not joking.
There are more things. Don't make that mistake. Many people like to see the glory of a successful person, but they don't like to listen to the story behind.
Right.
They don't like to listen to the determinants that has caused this person, the outcome of his life, to be where it is. You see that somebody's marriage is sweet every time. Honeymoon. It's going to go on and on and on and on. How did that happen? Are you willing to implement and apply yourself with strength, with skill, with wisdom? Are you willing to take the counseling that brings understanding so that your determinant will also do well? Yeah. You see? Wow. So it is a very important thing that I'm talking to you about today. Because many people, you have not really applied these determinants to your life. And today, I'm going to start to talk about some of these determinants. We must therefore accept, you know, the revelation of Ecclesiastes, that many things are determined by the common determinant of life on this earth. That is speed, strength, wisdom, understanding, skill, and then lastly, time and chance. Time and chance. So don't get frustrated when you apply yourself all so much and then the exam doesn't work. Look, there was an exam that I applied myself. You can't just tell yourself, because of that, I'm not going to study again. Because time and chance is what determined the last. Well, what are you joking about?
You will fail.
Okay. Yeah, you will fail. You see, now it's not going to be time and chance. It will be you.
You have determined to fail.
Okay, so you're determined to be perfect. Yeah. You see, so today I want to talk about one of the determinants. The determinant, okay. The first determinant called speed.
Wow.
Speed. Now that you read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, it says, and I returned and saw under the sun, the race is not to the swift. Okay. Now, speed. Let's write. Number one, speed determines if you will build anything in life. Speed determines if you will build anything in life. I want to read this scripture, and I want you to read 2 Chronicles chapter 24. 2 Chronicles 24 from verse 2. Bible says, and Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada took for him two wives, and he begat sons and daughters. And it came to pass after this that Joash was minded to repair the house of the Lord. Joash decided to repair. Next verse. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites and said to them, go out unto the cities of Judah and gather of all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that ye hasten the matter. Hasten the matter. Apply speed to your building. Okay. Howbeit, the Levites hastened it not. You see, they're being advised. The determinant speed is being given, but people are saying, oh, what's the big deal? Some of you have been trying to build a house for a long time.
35 years.
You see, what has happened? And you build and you stop, you build and you stop. I met some house when I went to Ghana. The house has grown weeds.
My goodness.
Weeds. Just are there, animals are there, all kinds of things.
Yeah, living there.
Living there.
Become a farm.
Now, because the person did not apply speed. Some of you have started school. I mean, you say you are a senior. So I'm doing one semester. You've done one semester. 2 years ago, you say you continue. You've still not continued. No speed.
Oh, wow.
And therefore, you have paid a lot of money to educate yourself for 2 years of college. But we have nothing. You are being paid at a basic rate because you don't apply speed. You wouldn't even say that I'm going to get some loan and finish this school quickly so that they will pay me according to my level of education. Speed. You are not hastening. Some of you are here. You are supposed to marry. You have dilly-dallied and every woman, if it's that day.
Mercy.
Every time you have an excuse.
Hey,
you're still praying.
That, you have grown. You are almost, your sperms are almost finished. I mean, excuse
Mercy.
Me. You know?
There's two left. There's two
left. What is this?
Let's
know what the ladies are there. I told a certain gentleman when, but Bible says the Levites they hasten not. Pastor was telling them, be fast, use speed, and they couldn't build. Some of us, the reason we have not built is that when God gave us an income that was good, we just postponed. Let me get my car first. Let me just spend some. Somebody told me that, look, I've gone to school. I have suffered. It's time to enter my Mercedes-Benz before I sleep. I said, look, you can't
build this way.
You can't build this way.
Luxury car, baby.
Go. Nobody, if you have not built a house, never buy a new car.
That's it. Thank you.
Buy a used car until you have your house, and God will give you the speed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so you need speed for building. Show thinkers. I mean, slow thinkers can never build. Slow thinkers can never build.
Wow.
You have to think fast. You have to plan. You have to get people. You have to get help. You can build a little at a time, but with speed. Think, make the decision quickly and apply yourself. Otherwise, you never build. You never build anything. You never build a family. You never build a family. Look, when I finished school and then my wife was in college, I apply speed. At the time, I remember that we're in a relationship for a long time and she hadn't finished school. Her sister was around. I said, her sister is coming. If I don't put it across to her about my plans to marry her, the sister will come and all her focus will shift to their family. My speed will go away. So I applied speed quickly. I threw the word in. And a few years down the line, she has been blessed with 3 boys.
Wow.
Be fast. Decide fast to build an education for yourself, to build a career for yourself, to build a future for yourself, to build a ministry for yourself. Some of you who are Wasenta leaders are too slow. Therefore, you can't build any substantive Wasenta. Every time you are just lying down, like when they come, they will come. You are not, so you can't build anything. Look at the church that by the grace of God we built. Every day we are doing things, we are moving, we are praying, we are doing at speed by the grace of God. Speed will build you things. Hallelujah. Put your hands together.
Amen. For Jesus.
All right. So speed build not only a house, build families, build all kinds of things. Okay. Now, number two, speed determines if you will even get married at all.
Oh, wow.
If you get married at all. Yeah. Speed determines if you will get married. There are certain decisions that if you don't take them at a certain time, you may never be married. And I'm especially speaking to the ladies. Some guys come to and they propose. And oh, this guy, look at his ear. Ear. Are you married the ear?
Oh, you.
Mercy.
Even if we cut off the ears, the guy can still hear you. You're saying the ear is like rabbit. But then go on. Then
he can do the needful.
You can. Like if that was the case, but
forgive.
Hallelujah. Look Amen. At this small ears. You use ears. No, you don't use that at all.
Amen.
I remember my wife before she got married, she went to tell her mother, hey, some guy that I've met who says he's going to marry me. The guy has a big head. He's describing me.
Hey.
May the Lord forgive her since. May the Lord forgive. And you know, a wise woman spoke out of it. She went and told the mother, some gentleman called Kojo Orleans Lindsay wants to marry me. Can you imagine with his big head? And the mother said, what is wrong with the head? He said, no, I can't give birth to such a head. If my children are going to have this head, then I'll be traumatized. I said, hey. Then the mother said, no, they don't come with the head. The head is always soft when they come. Come on, go and marry her quickly.
Amen.
You will not have to marry. Thank God for delivering her from the mistake of not marrying me.
That's right.
When she went to Bishop and she went to talk to her pastors that I, Kojo Orleans Lindsay, had proposed to, look at nice guy like me.
Correct.
She told them, should I say yes or should I not? Then they told her, number one, say yes. And number two, they said that don't wait next week. Go and tell him tomorrow. In fact, they said,
quickly.
Now. Ladies and gentlemen, I propose. If I proposed yesterday, today I got the answer. Because
that's he had
some wise counselors who knew about the determinant called speed.
Wow.
And the advice that she was humble enough to say, some of you, because of your pride, you say, I'm going to play hard to get.
Hard to get.
Somebody is playing soft to get has come and overtake you. And you didn't get that.
Speed.
All my young girls, all my daughters, look, stop being picky. Most men can, so long as they are Christian, they are submitted to God, they are submitted to a pastor, they have an eye for the future. That's all you need. Everything else, how handsome, how much chest, whether they have hair on the chest, they marry a goat because the goat has more hair.
Gym them
all
up.
All these things are useless. Look, when I got married, my wife finally decided to marry me. Such a nice person. Can you imagine?
Hey!
I had only one shirt. I had only one political suit. But she decided it's okay. The man is a Christian. The man loves God. The man has an eye for the future. The man is going to school, wants to do well. I will start slowly with her. Bible says, who has despised the days of small things? Begin to look into the future and make a quick decision. So that you can get married.
Amen.
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 1 Samuel chapter 25 and verse number 15. Bible says over there that for the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt. neither missed we anything. As long as somebody is going to make a good decision quickly and become blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We were conversing with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us both by night and day. They were protecting them all the while that we were with them, keeping the sheep. Now, therefore, know and consider what thou wilt do. For evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial. This was Abigail talking about her husband Nabal, which also means a fool. Then Abigail made haste. Remember this, made haste, hurried up, and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 and laid them on an ass and he brought them to David. David, eventually this woman's, Abigail's husband died and David married her. This woman was smart enough to realize that this evil is determined against my husband. So if this man is interested, then I'm going to make myself available. Listen, be fast. Be fast. Be fast. Yeah.
Be fast.
You know, when I was in school, I realized that there were some guys who were hovering around my soon-to-be wife. I said, hey, if I don't make my decision quickly, somebody will follow my future. I quickly reorganized myself. Yeah. And then when I finally spoke the word and she agreed, the father then began to say that, hey, if my daughter does not finish school, she will not marry. You know what I did? I wanted speed. So I also went and sat in her room. Every time she's studying, I'm studying with her.
That's
it.
I said,
marry fast. Fast. Speed determines whether you'll be married or not. Some of you, please use that. And God will bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Amen.
Number three. Speed determines whom you will honor. Speed determines whom you will honor. Now, you know, Bible says, and the Lord appeared. I'm going to read this to you. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 7. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre and sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, 3 men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, bowed himself toward the ground. And he said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, pass not away, I pray thee, for thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you. And then he fetched the water and washed and fetch the water and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts, and that you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham, this was it. And Abraham hastened, the word is hastened, unto the tent and to Sarah, and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal to knead it, and make cakes unto these angels. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto the young man and hastened to dress it.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, angels had come to visit. And Abraham knew that he had to be fast and honor them. Some of us, we have great people that God has introduced into our lives. We are waiting till they die before we honor them. Some of them are our parents. Be fast. What is it that you've thought about? Your parents who gave birth to you. What major thing have you secured just to honor them? Make haste, because they don't live forever. Sometimes it's your pastor. Sometimes it's your boss. Sometimes it's the person who took care of you, your big brother, your uncle. Sometimes the person that actually allowed you to enter the country or to even become a citizen. Sometimes it's the pastor that introduced you to ministry. You need to honor them and honor them fast. Sometimes it's even your spouse. Some of you have to notice that if it was not for your spouse, you would not be where you are. and honor them. Value them quickly. Value them in time. Some of us do not appreciate the person we are living with. Children don't appreciate their parents. Spouses don't appreciate their husbands or wives. You don't appreciate the job that you have. As I'm here in Ghana, one of the things I've determined is as I'm going back to work, I am actually going to buy something and go and honor some of my people, the superiors that I work with. Honor, and honor quickly. I remember very well, my father, I've told you this story before. I went through school and finished the whole 36 years. Whenever he asked me something, I said, oh, wait, when I finish school. And then I finished school, and when I finished school, my first salary, I divided it in two. I told God, take half, and my father will take half. A little more for God. You know, maybe 51% for God, 50%, and 48% for my father. I collected all my salary, bought suit and things, to go and give to my father to honor him. Ladies and gentlemen, the money and the gifts got there on a Thursday. When it got there, my friend decided to take the things on Saturday to Cape Coast where I lived. And then when my friend got there on that Saturday, they were carrying my father to the hospital. He was in coma. I remember speaking to him on the phone and he was just mumbling. Then my mother was asking, it is your son speaking. Can't you hear? Whether he heard it or not, I don't know.
Mercy.
He never came back from the hospital alive. And every time I tell myself, if I had known he was going to die that fast, I would have even borrowed, or even what I was using to eat, I would have given him half quickly to honor him. But I didn't know about the terminal called speed. Today, you know. Do it. Because life is not forever. Do it. When you have the opportunity, be fast at honoring people, and God will bless you. Number four. Do we still have time?
Yes.
It's working, eh? Good.
Thank you.
Working.
Number four. Speed determines the financial disasters you will avoid. Speed will determine the financial disasters you will avoid. Now, look at this scripture in Genesis chapter 19, verse 15 to 22. It says, and when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise. Something bad was happening, coming to happen. Something disaster was coming. They told him, arise. Take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest you are be consumed in the iniquity of the city. The disaster is about to happen. And while he lingered, the word is he lingered. Okay, he lingered.
Dilly dally.
He delayed. He was slow.
Procrastinating.
While he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him for this, just pulled him. The guy was delaying and the angel said, hey, they held their hands and just pulled them out. You guys don't know what disaster you are about to enter. And set him outside of the city. And it came to pass, watch this. When they had brought them forth abroad out of the city, and he said, escape. The angel told him, escape for your life. Don't look behind you. Neither stay thou in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so. Well, look, excuses why you should not do the thing fast. Excuses why you should not come out of debt. Some of you have been told, don't go for mortgages. Everything is on credit card. Therefore, because of credit card, mortgages, car note, the interest you are paying is sapping up all your money. You've gone to buy a new car that the car note is so. And therefore, every month, they are taking your money for free. Meanwhile, if you had bought a car that was used, you could have bought it for maybe $5,000. You're going to buy $35,000. and the interest is so much, and every month you can. Meanwhile, it travels for you one place to another. Financial disaster. Anyway, then he said, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant has found, if thy servant have found grace in thy sight, and you have magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain. And he says, lest some evil befall me there and I die. Angel has told you something and you're arguing. Look at that. Behold now, just the same way that we read the word of God to some of you, and you refuse to do what the word says. And the angel was speaking to Lot. He said, oh, I have an alternative. Said, behold now, the city is near to flee unto, and a little one. Oh, let me escape rather to the city. Is it not just a little part, and my soul shall live? And he said to him, see, I have accepted thee concerning the thing you are saying. That's not my first option. But if you want, just carry on. Just carry on. You see that? And that will not, I will not overthrow the city for the which thou hast spoken. Since you are going to the city, I will not overthrow it. Now, hasten thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till you have come out thither. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. Now, what the Bible did not, what we haven't read is that the same thing, as they were going, the wife, Lot's wife, looked back, slow. And anytime you are looking back in the rearview mirror, you are slowing down.
For
the
sure.
The determinant of speed is gone.
It's negated.
Many times we look into the past. Regret does not help anybody. You made some mistakes. That's okay. Move forward with speed. Move forward. The Bible says, I believe in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, I believe. He said, this one thing I do. I cannot myself to have apprehended. But this one thing that I do, I don't say I've arrived. I'm still moving. This one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, I press forward towards the mark of the high calling, which are in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things which are behind. What is this that you have failed in? What exam have you failed? What financial bad decision have you made? It's time to move forward fast rather than sitting in your regret. Some of you, you've been in relationships that have not worked for you because of that. When you see every man say, there they go. They are all the same. Because of that, you are making bad decisions. You are looking back too much. And it's causing you to slow down. You are lingering. That's why we are where we are. You failed an exam. Because of that, anytime they call you into an exam, you are in panic. You are in panic mode. I don't waste my time with the past in regrets. Saul's Lot's wife looked back and he became.
Amen.
That if you can be fast, if you can stop looking back, if you can stop from the mistakes and you've been guided to a good place, some of you, you look back in the world too much. Oh, when I was in the world, I could have a sugar daddy who would take me to London, who would buy a car for me until I got born again. Because that you're not moving forward in your own life. You have become like Lot's wife, lingering unto salt pillar. Mercy. The next one. Oh, everything that has happened in your past, may the Lord give you the grace of forgetfulness. Forget the evil of the past.
And may God give you
grace to move forward. Oh, the guy that, some of you, you have been married before and somebody abused you. You are in a new marriage and everything you have seen in the lenses of your past marriage. How can it work? Some of you, some bosses have not been nice to you. Now that you are in a new job, look at the way. Some of you, you went into some church that you were cheated. They exploited you. Some pastors even slept with you. Now, when we even say that we are doing video visitation with you, you say, no. Oh, look at you. Because of that, the blessedness of a new man of God anointing is not affecting you. May you not look back. May you not become a pillar of salt. A pillar of salt means you stand where you are. Don't progress anymore. You don't progress. And you are not useful because that pillar of salt, nobody can even take some to go and make food. It renders you useless. It renders you stagnant. Hallelujah. The next one, speed. determines if you will be blessed. Now, I may end on this one, but you have to take it seriously. Hallelujah. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he added no sorrow unto it. What I'm coming to read to you may be the thing that will change your life forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, Genesis chapter 27, from verse 1. This is the story of Jacob and Esau. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau his firstborn or oldest son and said unto him, my son. And he said to him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, I am old and I know not the days of my death. Now therefore, take, I pray thee, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take some venison and make me savory meat, the kind that I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. If you were the one given this opportunity, what would you do? But this boy lingered. This boy did not apply speed. He said, thing for you never lost. I'm the firstborn. I'm going to be blessed anyway, whether I'm slow or I'm fast. Now, meanwhile, his little brother was around. His mother heard and talked to his little brother. Genesis 27 from verse 19. And Jacob said to his father, he was also brought. The mother came, hey, I've heard this thing. What your brother, you know your brother is slow. Now you use the determinant that he's not used to using. Apply speed and go and
move
do
quickly.
Exactly that. Your speed will determine whether you'll be blessed or not. And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. He went and collected venison, collected the meat that the father loves, brought it to the father, cooked it fast, and even asked for help from the mother. So together, sometimes for you to be fast, you need help. You need somebody's input. You need understanding. You need something. But some of you, you have decided I'm going to be my own person. You don't discuss anything with anybody. You don't seek counsel. You don't seek help. You have become like an isolated pillar of salt in this church. Yes. Meanwhile, we're in a family. Yesterday, one brother was moving his things. He called the church members to come and help. He did it with speed. He's done. Some of you, when you are moving, as if we are not your family, you will not even tell us to come and help you. Even your birthday, we don't know. And some of you, even we are celebrating your birthday, you say, no. Now, this guy, he was, and he collected the thing, made it fast, brought it fast. And then he came to his father. And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou biddest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? The word is quickly, speed, my son, quickly. And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the difference between Jacob and Esau. There is something called procrastination that has caused many of us to lose our blessing. One of the things that affects speed the most is procrastination. Oh, wow. I can do it anytime. Oh, I can go anytime. Oh, I can cook the venison to my father anytime. No. The time you are wasting, things can change. Dilly dallying, when we said because of COVID, we will not do outreach, our church has grown more in the COVID season. We didn't procrastinate and make excuses that, oh, when the church comes back, when COVID is gone, then it's going to be. Listen, this guy lost his blessing. When he came back, the Bible says he sought the blessing. He sought the blessing with tears. But it was too late. It was too late. It was too late because of procrastination, because of slowness, because, oh, time and chance happens to everybody. Thing for you will never get lost. Look at what happened. Today, the real name Israel is not given to Esau. although it was his rightful position, some of you, just by your nationality, just by your citizenship, just by the fact that you are American now, whether you are natively American or you naturalize, there are certain facilities that are for you. But don't procrastinate. Some of you need even to go for an interview quickly. You are waiting. You don't know what the next regime will bring. The blessing can go away. Some of you need to apply for your job. Some of you, you always say, when your child grows, you go to school. When your child leaves, you go to school. Procrastination will cost you your blessing. Will cost you your blessing. Because of that, you are slow. Because of that, you are procrastinating. Look at Esau. He cried with tears, but it was too late. But Jacob, speed and tenacity, speed. And he worked his way. He worked his way. And it was fast. He got the blessing. Could it be that the reason why you are not where you are supposed to be, although God has planned for you to be there, is because you are slow? It's because you procrastinate? Because this guy was in line for the blessing, but his slowness cost him. May the Lord take away lingering spirit from you. May the Lord give you the determinant of speed. May the Lord give you the spirit of Jacob. Hey, sometimes because of your slowness, you don't even get saved. You're slow. Some of you, the flow prayer meeting, we come in late. We miss out on our blessing. If you had come early, perhaps you have gotten your blessing. Some of us, we say next week we'll join flow. Meanwhile, tomorrow there's flow, eh? Tomorrow, even this afternoon, there's revival. You don't join. They call you, said, I'll wake up in 2 hours. By the time you rise, the whole blessing is gone. We read in the book of Leviticus that when your pastor lift up their hand like this, pastors lift up their hand, the glory of the Lord shines upon you and miracles happen. And many times we are I kneel down anytime you lift up the hand and my life has been impacted. I pray that your blessing will not be affected by your lingering, by your slowness, by your procrastination, by your postponement, by every day, tomorrow. Let me tell you something. Tomorrow never comes. There's nothing like tomorrow. Have you seen tomorrow before? No. I will ask you this question in closing. If you have seen tomorrow before, lift up your hand. Because tomorrow never comes. Bible says this is the day the Lord has made. Yours is to rejoice and be glad in it. Take your decision now. Go to the school now. Do the marrying now. Take the counsel now. Do the honor now. Take the blessing now. Yeah. When my son was traveling, he said, Daddy, bless me now. Bless me now, not tomorrow. I said, that's a wise person. I decided, yes, let me bless you now. And I was so blessed that he took it. Please, Lord, help your people. Everything that slowness has led us to lose, I pray that restore. Take away the spirit of the tortoise. Take away the spirit of the slow burner. Take away the spirit of procrastination. And let's speed and show our blessing. Give people ideas and let them implement it quickly. May speed cause us to worship God. When we wake up in the morning, may we not procrastinate. Oh, we'll do our quiet time later and we'll miss it out. But may we do it immediately we get up and quickly so before the day breaks. I give you glory. I give you praise forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Somebody's life is about to change. In Jesus' name. Now, put your hand on your heart. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I want to pray with you, wherever you are. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. And you want to ask the Lord that deliver me from the spirit of Esau and give me the spirit of Jacob so that I will acquire my blessing and my salvation. God wants to touch you. Next Sunday, God willing, we'll talk about how to improve your speed. How? There are ways. How to improve your speed. Now, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Lift up your hand wherever you are and I'll pray with you. And everybody join me in this prayer. Say, Almighty Father, I said, say, Almighty Father, please respond.
Almighty Father,
I come to you just as I am.
I come to you just as I am.
I know I've been slow in decision making about you.
I know I've been slow in decision making about you.
But today I come with speed. To accept your salvation. I believe Jesus is the Christ.
I believe Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the Living God. That he died for me. And God raised him from the dead.
And God raised him from the dead.
By this faith confession. I am born again.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I am a man of speed.
I am a man of speed.
Yes, yeah, woman. And don't say I'm a woman of speed. Amen.
I'm a woman of speed.
Please write my name.
Please write my name in the book of life.
And fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen.
Hey, let me go there. It's a good life.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.